Monday, July 13, 2020. 4:19 a.m. I guess it's not going to be a paint day today. It could be, but it's not. But it is a water day, and it isn't Monday, which means I start walking again, my exercise program. Since it's Monday. What else do I have to do? It's going to be hot. But not as hot as yesterday or the day before. Yesterday was 106? Something like that. Today's going to be 10 degrees cooler, supposedly, for a high. It's not that cool outside. It's actually pretty comfortable. T-shirt and short weather out there. So you don't need to bundle up just yet. Let's see. Well, there's nothing much else to say. The dog was in here for a minute or so, but he went out. Let me think about this. 6:33 a.m. Okay, I got to go out and do the watering. I had breakfast, did my vitals, dealt with animal stuff. Sat down and relaxed and watched some YouTube, and I ran across an interesting video on YouTube made by PragerU, and it was about the consequences of the $15 minimum wage in Seattle, and this one working woman lost her job, but she talked about her experience on the way to losing her job. And the one thing I have a problem with so much control of, like, even unions over what they do, and what the consequences are that the working man has to deal with at that point. Anyway, what she described was that no matter, even if she did extra to do something on her job, an extra, you know, gave it the 100% instead of like everybody else giving it less than 100%, because there's no incentive in it. And that, I guess that's the problem with socialism, is that that at one point, There's no incentive in the society to live like that, you know, to really be proud of what you're doing and try to do something even better, because there's a reward for it. You know, if the outcome is the same for everybody, you know, hey, don't work too hard, it don't pay. That's what this one guy told me one time, you know, and it just went contrary to what I was doing. And the same for me on my job when I was a construction splicer, you know, even when I was an operator. You know, my bosses, after I learned the job, my bosses really loved me. They liked that that I was their employee, okay? Only because I went out there and I really took pride in my work, and I did a real hard job. I worked hard at it, you know. I tried. Being an operator, it's a very structured job, a telephone operator. But you have to learn certain skills, and you have to understand the idea, what's going on, you know. And so the process is repetitive. You know, you take a call and you process it and you go on to the next call. There's standards, okay? And there should be standards. But the nice thing about that's the good thing about what unions did, okay? They made companies realize that, yeah, okay, there are people that aren't that good, and there are people that are really good, okay? And everything in between. And that's how you have to treat the masses here in the United States, because that's the freedom. You know, in spite of what you are, you can, you know, you have the opportunity to do the same thing as other successful people do. You have the same opportunity to do that. And That's the good thing that the unions did, is they brought that out. But for me, yeah, I didn't need to do all that, but I did it. And but then you had the other people that just, yeah. And what they did was is they'd get all the calls and they'd count how many people were in the were plugged in at that time from that time period, and they'd come up with a productivity ratio, okay, or calculation. And I was consistently over 100%, 105%, something like that. It wasn't hard to do to get ahead of that curve, And I wasn't killing myself. That was an easy thing to do. You just do the call, go to the next call. Just continually do that. But some people can't do that for some reason. They just cannot. There are still people with productivity problems. Okay? And consistent. I'm not just, yeah, maybe somebody has a bad day. I have my bad days. Maybe I didn't get over 100, but I was right at 100, But there are people that are consistently not, they're just going to work at this pace and that's it, And some, a lot of them, those type of people, they're the biggest complainers. And truthfully, maybe the, I don't want to say it, but it seemed like a lot of them, the complainers, and that didn't want to work that hard because they didn't see any problem, any use in it, because they don't pay. Many of those people would be union representatives, And once they get that gig, oh, it's even better. Now they find, oh yeah, here's the job. I can go complain about the company all the time and get paid for it. So okay, so now that's your job, because operating's not your job, but that's your job. Okay. But anyway, yeah, it's hard to be proud of your job and work at it. I'm not saying work extra hard at it, because like I said, I wasn't killing myself. It was easy to do. It was an easy job. Just do it. Anyway, I guess I ran it enough. I got to get going here.